listening to The Travel Writers Show.
Well, I'm at the Flower House, which is near Southland here in Melbourne, a big shopping complex and a light industrial area. And the Flower House is actually a big commercial bakery run by an Aussie who spent a lot of time overseas as a chef in London and other parts of the world. And he's decided to make patisserie here in the suburbs. It's not exactly a big food area right here, Damien, is it?
No, it's not. It's not an enormous food area, but I think that's the reason I decided to come into this part of the world, was to try to offer something that is not readily available. We're quite specialised, so I just wanted to show people in the area a really true artisan bakery.
Mm. Now, your background is in chefing, but particularly in patisserie, and you in fact taught for a while at Le Cordon Bleu here in Melbourne. Why the move out of a sort of corporate existence to take on your own thing in the middle of a pandemic?
Again, I did work in London for a long period of time, and then when we came back here, I had a corporate job for around 6 years, and then obviously decided to go to Le Cordon Bleu. Really love teaching international kids, but I did go to Le Cordon Bleu with this in the back of my mind. I was always going to do this, but I've always been quite passionate about food in general, particularly pastry and the science behind pastry. So I wanted to incorporate not only the science and the educational side of what we do in the kitchen, but also to try to include bringing the farmer to the customer, which is why we bought our mill. We've got a flour mill here, which we bought from Austria, and we work with three or four different farmers, and we pick up the grain directly from them, and they're all very local. So it's a bit of a grain-to-table approach, I guess you could say. And it's also, you know, helps the carbon footprint, in essence.
Okay, so I think you're getting a lot of your grain from Victoria, is that right?
Yeah, all of our grain comes from Victoria, so we work with a couple of different farmers. So we work with a guy by the name of Chris Sharkey. He's just out of Backers Marsh there. His family have been farmers for 100 years. So we go there about once a month. We pick up our grain from Chris, just directly from him. We take it straight out of the silo. It's great. Then we work with another fella from the Mallee, Ron Story, and also a Demeter biodynamic and organic product, which is farmed out in Murrayville. So, yeah, and also there's a young fella by the name of Wes Spencer, and I can't remember geographically exactly where he is, but he brings in some really interesting stuff. So he dropped in a couple of hundred kilos of triticale only about a month ago. So that's a really exciting ancient grain. It's a hybrid between rye and wheat. And I guess the main purpose of doing this is the nutritional benefit, you know, for our customer. So it's not just giving them a white product that you can buy in a supermarket, which is generally pretty high GI. And what we do is we take these beautiful grains and we try to add nutritional value to them by not making everything white. We can make white flour, but we just use our Victorian farmers and try to get as much nutrition out of that actual wheat berry as we can, or the triticale, or the spelt, or the rye, any of these really beautiful grains that we're buying from Victorian farmers. We can pass on that nutritional value. I think that's the main purpose of what we do, really, to try to not just give somebody a supermarket loaf of bread. We want to give them something that's local, that's good for the environment. As I said, a sort of a low carbon footprint and nutritionally dense. I think that's the main focus here.
There does seem to have been a move away from white bread, high carb. Do you feel like you've captured the mood in the marketplace with what you're doing?
Yeah, I think people appreciate what we're doing. I think people appreciate the difference that we have in our product. There is bread, which has got a bit of a bad rap, you know, or that's full of carbs and all that kind of stuff. I actually think bread's pretty good. You know, a lot of cultures will have rice or bread or these kinds of carbohydrates. I think the body naturally needs a carbohydrate. But I think generally, yeah, I think people... been pretty well received, and I think through the pandemic particularly we've been very fortunate. We've got a takeaway window and we're an essential service, so we've been able to stay open through the whole pandemic, and obviously people still need to socially distance and do the responsible thing, but we certainly, you know, the business has done incredibly well through this pandemic. Which I guess shows, you know, that bread's not such a bad thing, you know. It's not.
Well, here we are in your socially distanced factory. We've got a lot of space for customers. How many customers would you normally have in your cafe slash restaurant here?
We have a license, so we fall into the Bayside City Council. And I guess, yeah, we do have a huge building. It's about 1,000 square metres. We've got quite a few shipping containers dotted around the place, so we're just in the process of getting our commercial kitchen up and running. That should be open by this week. We're allowed to have 50 people in the cafe at any one time, but I think on the Saturday we did 166 covers, so that's basically people. Yes, you can have 50 people here, but over the period of 4 or 5 hours you can turn those tables over. But our menu at the moment is pretty basic. It's reflective of what we do with our products. We try to use our sourdoughs to serve lunches, brunches, all that kind of stuff. So, but we're going to expand the menu significantly in the next month or two.
So it won't just be patisserie?
No, we're going to do a lot of different things. But again, it's all reflective of our grain, of our house milled flour. So we want to do things like whole grain pancakes, English muffins with whole grain flour. And it's, you know, talking about our single estate farmers as well. So that's where the focus is always going to be with this business.
It's fascinating that, you know, you've been able to open an artisan bakery in a light industrial area in Cheltenham. And I gather there were people lined up outside the door the other day. My wife sort of saw quite a crowd wanting to get in here.
Yeah, as I said before, we've just been fortunate. You know, I think we take a lot of pride in what we do. I love what we do. You know, I think it's exciting working directly with farmers and being able to take a grain, mill it, and make something which is nice. You know, and it's a good quality product. I'm very proud of our product. And yeah, we do have a bit of a line. What people do is we take pre-orders online now, so people don't have to line up. You know, I think Mother's Day of this year, we had 1.52 people in line, which is probably not a good thing, and I'm not happy about that. So it's about trying to manage that and make sure that the line is smaller, or if people pre-order, they just come straight in through the glass door and pick up their food. So yeah, no, it's good. We do other stuff as well. You know, we do really good sausage rolls and things like that. We make our puff pastry from scratch. We get our meat from local butchers down in Beaumaris. There's a good butchery down there by the name of Steve's Medium Place. Mm-hmm. We get all of our stuff from there. He's a lovely fella. So it's also about trying to keep that community feel as well, and trying to go, well, I love this area. I live in this area. And it's trying to create something special. When people come here, I want them to know that what they're getting is special. It's handmade, it's local, and it's highly nutritious. So that's kind of where we're at. That's what I want to be.
Do you have a wholesale business? Are you selling to food shops or sandwich bars or anything?
We sell to a couple of wholesale customers at the moment. We sell to Abbiocco, which is a tremendously good Italian restaurant in Hyatt. They're a brilliant restaurant. So we serve them Thursday through Sunday. Berries on the Rocks, which is a fruit and vegetable market in Black Rock, we supply them. But we've got a new oven coming in next week, actually. It's on the boat coming from Italy. So we just bought this beautiful new oven. It's 3.5 tons it weighs. So it's going to sit just here in the middle of the cafe. And it's twice as big as what we've got. We've got a deck oven, but we wanted something which was a little bit sexier, really, and it's beautiful. It's a big stainless steel thing, so we're going to be able to expand our wholesale. But we've also got a couple of plans for the future as well, so we can branch out a little bit, yeah.
And one of the things that I love is a croissant, a real croissant. And having been to France many, many times and eaten lots of croissant over there, it's good to find something that's authentic. Yours authentic?
Yeah, oh, of course it's absolutely authentic. I'm going to say the one thing that we do with our croissant, and we make everything from scratch here at the Flour House. Everything's handmade. Everything is hand-rolled, hand-laminated. So lamination is the process of folding butter through the actual dough. The only one thing I will say is that we do use a French butter. And the reason we use the French butter in our croissant is because of the flavour and the flexibility that it gives us. But it's really about the taste. And I'm a bit of a stickler for quality. I want things to be perfect. You know, if the croissant's not perfect, it won't make its way into the shop. And they're flaky, they're light, and my wife's French. I was married in France, so I love a good croissant as well. And that's why, you know, yes, we do buy this beautiful butter in from Australis, which is a French company based in Melbourne, and it's the only exception I make for my croissant. It's got to be good. It's got to be the best.
Is there anything remarkable about the French flour that, you know, you're obviously not using?
Yeah, the French flour was good. There's no question. You know, they've got some really good flours over in France as well. But I think our farmers are better, I think. And I think we need to look after our farmers. You know, they're sort of in our backyard while we're not. You know, the butter, I've used just Anchor butter. I've used New Zealand butter before for the croissant, but it's just not as good. Whereas our flour is exceptionally good, so I wouldn't bother using European flour. I know there's some bakeries out there that will use a German rye or a German spelt, but again, it does come back to that little bit of a carbon footprint for me. I want to try to keep it as local as I can. If I could find a butter that was equally as good and gave me the same quality product that I get from the French butter, I would buy it. But the problem is I haven't found that yet, so as soon as I do, I will.
Well, Damien, you know, I have enjoyed a morning tea here with my wife the other day. She found it through friends, and it's around the corner, so I guess I'll have to come back.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Tell your friends.
Damien, terrific to talk with you, and good luck with the venture.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.